Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. I'm your host, Minister Myrene Wise, and welcome to the Love Gospel Hour. If you enjoy gospel music and an inspirational word, you've come to the right place now. Let's get your praise on.
Before you leave here, somebody's going to be healed. Before you leave here, someone's going to be delivered. Somebody said, well, it's going to happen in music. When the Spirit came on Saul, they said, go get David. He didn't preach, he just played. And when the anointing began to be released in the room, the Spirit was broken up off Saul. Grab anybody by the hand and let's have prayer. Send heaven to earth tonight. Let there be a sound that heaven is familiar with. Come on, open your mouth. So God, we honor you, we magnify you, we glorify you. You're God, you're awesome, you're mighty, you're wonderful. There's nobody like you. You are a great God, a good God, a mighty God. You are sovereign in all your ways. You're the God that sits on the throne. You're an all-wise God, an all-knowing God. And we open our mouths and we give you glory. We open our mouths and we magnify you as we already begin to create the atmosphere that you need to dwell in. So God, as we open our mouths, we speak well of you. Everyone, open your mouth and say something about your God. We say that you are awesome. We say that you are mighty. We say that you are wonderful. We say that you are majestic. We say that you are holy. We say that you are all right with us. We want an atmosphere that we stand in awe of you. So we open our mouths and we give you glory. Do me a favor, let that hand go now and begin to lift your hands. We open our mouths and we give you glory. Our hands are lifted. Our hands are lifted. Our hearts are bowed. We open our mouths and we say, you are God. You're the only true and living God. You're the great I am. You're the God that heals. You're the God that delivers. You're the God that makes a way. You're the God that provides for your people. You're the God that comes in the room. And we open our mouths and we give you glory. Let every singer, God, let the anointing be in the room. Lay your hands on every instrument, every chord that is played. Let it be a sound of heaven in the room. We praise you in advance for the heaviness of God being in this building. We praise you in advance that somebody's going to be healed. We praise you in advance that somebody's going to be delivered. We praise you in advance that by the time we get home, somebody's situation would have made a turn for the better. We give you glory. Come on, there's a sound. There's a sound. There's a sound. Open your mouths in this building. Everybody in the building.
You and tell you, I'll take your thing. Living in the world.
his thing. Praise God. That was an anointed song by Adrian Lewis, that prayer changes things. Well, I tell you, it's a sunny 81 degrees here in Kankakee, Illinois, and I hope it's beautiful wherever you are, in the United States, Canada, China, Russia, Pakistan, wherever you come from. I pray that you're enjoying your weather like we are. I have a couple announcements on today. We want to, first of all, let everyone know that you can get a copy of this song or of this whole episode on Apple's iTunes, and it's free. You can download this on Apple's iTunes when it's finished. Number one, I want to pray for the victims of any mass shootings, and we want to pray for their families. We want to pray for the people in Pakistan, their negotiations with the terrorist group. We want to pray for those in Afghanistan with the earthquake. We want to pray for those that are in China and Tijuana, that their relationships would grow better. And it's the same way with Ukraine and Russia, the relationships will grow better. We want to pray for Sister Barbara Chandler Benton. Her son, Quincy, passed away, and they're having a funeral. If you'd like to come out and support her, the wake will be from 4 to 6 on June 30th at Jones Funeral Home, and 10 to 12 Saturday at Second Baptist Church in Kankakee, Illinois. And so we're going to keep it strong, and we're going to talk about some prayer. We're going to sing more about prayer on today. So we're going to play Set Apart Prayer.
Talking about prayer, that's what we want, that's what we need. Whatever takes place between you, like having your own personal operator, always there on hold for you.
Ready and willing to listen
to whatever the situation you may be going through.
The way to go,
it's
so powerful,
it's so powerful.
Powerful.
more than enough. Yeah. It removes strife and the misery that's in your life. Yeah. Will strengthen you, give you hope for.
It will strengthen you.
Changes things. Today I want to talk about having an effective prayer life. My scripture is James 5:16. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank you so much for all that you do for us. You're such an awesome God and a wonderful God, Lord God. I'm asking that you are with me, Father God, today as I get ready to talk about prayer. I'm asking you, Lord God, that I can sit down so that you can stand up in me, Father God. Help me, Lord God, to say those things that you would have me to say. Also, Lord God, I'm asking for prayer for all those people that Gigi named off, Lord God. These things I pray in your holy son Jesus' name. Amen. When we wonder if prayer accomplishes anything, James, the brother of Jesus, encourages us, not only is prayer powerful, you're not wasting your time. He seems to call us to keep praying. God is using your prayers to accomplish his will. First thing I think anybody praying should do is to humble themselves. Matthew 6:6 says it like this. But when you pray, go into your private room, shut your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Jesus addressed humility in the act of prayer. Even before teaching what words to use, when you get in your prayer closet, turn off your phone, turn off your TVs, put your phone on silent if you can't turn it on, off. I would suggest getting down on your knees. Jesus did on the Mount of Olives. Luke 22:6 says, then he, Jesus, withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and began to pray. You see, kneeling embraces the spirit of submission, reverence, and humility. It exhibits the attitude our most holy God is due. We also kneel in prayer for the purpose of intention, recognizing that the Lord is holy and we are not. Either way, it's in quiet solitude where Christians can more easily pray with uninterrupted intention, even benefiting from the increased focus that comes with kneeling and it rewards like no other. I personally do this every morning. I get on my knees. I put my phone on silent. I shut the door, and I go into prayer. It truly focuses my mind on just Jesus. I humble myself in prayer. After that, I believe that we should do adoration. Begin our prayer with adoration, loving and worshiping God, adoring him for who he is. We don't just love him for what he does, but rather for who he is. Since he is God, he's the one that receives our worship. He's the one that receives our adoration. To adore someone means to show a deep love and respect for that person. Therefore, an adoration prayer includes addressing God Almighty with love, admiration, devotion, with awe, and with high regard. Some practice adoration, feeding back to God his attributes. acknowledging his worthiness and praising him for who he is and all that he's done. Because scripture provides our basis for knowing who God is, adoration prayers can be full of scriptures, and that's one way to ensure that we are praying according to his will. Starting prayer by acknowledging that God is holy, glorifies God, and puts our hearts and minds in condition to communicate with him. David did it like this in Psalms 18. He says, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I'm saved from my enemies. And then after we've worshiped God in adoration, now is the time for confession. Scripture talks about being right with God. Created me a clean heart. If you need to get right with God, then confess it. Ask him to forgive you and to commit to not repeating the same mistakes over and over and over again. Scripture in 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and continually to cleanse us from all righteousness. Jesus died for our sins, and God no longer counts our sins against us. When we sin, we tend to hide from God, just like Adam and Eve hid in the garden. Sin is a stumbling block in our faith walk. Instead of confessing to God, we avoid him when the word tells us to come boldly to his throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. We need to know Jesus took our sins on the cross so we can be righteous and have a relationship with our Father God. Psalms 139:23-24 says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxiety, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So don't hold anything back. Open your heart to God and let him reveal the things holding you back in your walk with him. You know, I always say that God will search my heart and search my mind and clean out what is not honoring unto him. I want him to clean that mess out so there's more room for him. Next is thanksgiving. This is when you take time to reflect on all that God has done for you. And you respond by showing your thankfulness. God says that when his people are thankful to him, this is a form of worship that moves the heart of God. You might ask, what's the difference between adoration and thanksgiving? Adoration is recognizing who God is, his holiness, and his sovereignty. Thankfulness is our response to everything that he's done for us. Think of it this way. Adoration kneels before the king while thank child hugging dad around the neck for the new puppy he just brought home. When we offer up thanksgiving to our Father, it brings us closer to him. Nothing makes God happier than when his children draw close to him. Thankfulness makes God smile. Think about it. When someone shows you gratitude for your sacrifices, for your love, and for your kindness, doesn't it make you smile? But remember, there is a difficult side to thanksgiving. Scripture says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. The Bible is nudging us to be thankful in all things. 1 Thessalonians refers to it as the sacrifice of thanksgiving. It's not easy to be thankful in adverse situations. Trials test our faith. James tells us that testing creates do not want to do, at least not at the moment. You know, you just lost your child. Your parents just say, you lost your job, and we're supposed to be thankful. Look for ways God is working behind the scenes to bless you in the trials and develop your perseverance. A prayer might sound like this. God, sometimes life gets me down, and I find it hard to see things to be thankful for. Open my eyes to see the gifts you've given me in my life. Lord, help me to be thankful when my heart is broken. Help me to be thankful when I want to just scream. God honors those kinds of prayers because they're from your heart. So after we've shown adoration to God, after we've confessed our sins, after we've thanked him for all he's done, now is when we can present our request to the Lord. This is called supplication. What does supplication mean? It is to plead humbly. This is where we make our requests known to God. Biblical supplication is making requests and interceding for others in prayer. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. That's Ephesians 6:18. You see, prayer and supplication is listed separately because the focus of each is different. Prayer honors God while supplication asks for his help. When you supplicate to God, you give him your request. You are entrusting God to handle your needs. Gave the issue to God with the spirit of thanksgiving. Let him take things from here. Daniel 9:18 lets us know that God does not answer our prayers because of our righteousness. Because, as you know, our righteousness is like a filthy rag. But because of God's righteousness. Daniel 9:18b says in part, "For we are not presenting our petitions before you based on our righteous acts, but based on your abundant compassion." God expects us to supplicate to him, to plead to him. James 4:2 says, "You do not have because you cannot ask." He also expects that whatever you are pleading him for, that your heart is right, that your motives are pure. James 4:3 says, "You ask and don't receive because you ask with wrong motives." So in conclusion, what I have just described to you is a strategy of prayer called Acts plus one. A for adoration, C for confession, T for thanksgiving, and S for supplication. The plus one is H, which is humble yourself before God. I encourage you to apply this the next time you are in your prayer time. By using this to guide your prayer time, you will take your prayer life deeper. It just gives you a procedure, if you will, to what to pray and how to pray. When praying, remember, prayer is not about the words you use, but the heart behind those words. The most perfect prayer, the one that comes from a genuine heart. Take your time and enjoy talking to your Heavenly Father today. May God bless you as you seek him. Amen.
Amen. I want to thank Minister Benji Allen Griffin for those powerful words and powerful prayer strategies that we can use in our prayer life. And we want to thank God for her. And I want to give a shout out to Minister Daree Smith. We want to give a shout out to Uncle Melvin and Keith and Lynn and Queenie and Virgil. I want to give a shout out to Kim. She's on the line. And we have some listeners from the North Carolina area. We want to give them a shout out too. And we thank you for tuning in and listening to the show on today. We're going to keep on praising God with Prayer Will Fix It.
How many out there know that prayer will fix it every time? Hallelujah. When it seems like all hope is gone, all you gotta do is get down on your knees and say a little prayer to the Father, and prayer will fix it every time. Yeah. Prayer will fix it.
Prayer will fix it
every time.
Every time.
Prayer will
chance to wake up, wake up. Another day that get my kick up, kick up. Cause every time I wake up, I get a chance to wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, little slick, get up out of bed. You was like a couple steps away from being out of here. Thank you for my granny prayers. Thank you for my partner now. I thought I was finished, yeah. Jesus told me start again. I will party sundown to day's end. Making money that I can't spend. I had a failing marriage and some fake friends. I had to doubt my doubts and let faith in. Was broken. God done brought me out like I was Moses. I'm chosen. Woke up Sunday morning feeling focused. Money acting. Swipe left. That's on mama's. Always capping. Swipe left, yeah, no more drama. Boy, you know you blessed. Last night was a mess. God just hit refresh.
I've been messed up, stressed out with no luck. But every time I wake up, I get a chance to wake up. Thank God I got a chance to wake up, wake up. Another day that get my kick up. Wake up,
I'm in the new Diablo. Father church me like I'm Pablo. Sunday service on the front stoop with a cup of tea in the condo. Tony Evans kicking convo, walking me through my storm. And I ain't grew up hearing gospel, but I got it playing this morning. I done been through this a time or two. I keep going back, but now I'm finally through. I'm like, if I was God, I'd be tired of you. But he be open up like he desired you. I'm like, wow. Smoking, sipping, slipping, thought I lost my grip and wow. Pull me back and told me I'm forgiven.
I woke up Sunday morning, wait up on my church. Had to remind myself that every day I'll blush. Cause every time I wake up, I get a chance to wake up. Thank God I got a chance to wake up, wake up. Another day that get my kick up.
Change the color so quickly, it's hard to keep up with the leaves, cause everybody leaves. On my birthday, Kobe, Gigi, and Seven Souls remind me that the tree of life is so uncertain, and tomorrow has unpredictabilities as colorful as the smiles that took off that day. May that Sunday morning resonate past trophies and trinkets and the ongoing pursuit of more, to sober us with the humbling truth. My life and your life, it's just a vapor. And if what you see is all you see, then you do not see all there is to be seen. Quickly, we leave.
Amen, amen, praise God. You know, prayer can fix anything. Don't quit, don't give up, give it to God. You know, cast your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. And listen, after you cast your cares, shake yourself loose. Because, you know, you got to shake the devil off sometimes. Because sometimes he get on you and he gets stuck up there. So shake the devil off.
Hopeless. just like in the Bible day. When men begin to pray, those souls just start to shaking, those chains just start to break.
him. How many of you want to call Jesus up right now? How many of you need to get on your knees and pray? Because prayer is the same as calling him up. Because you want to talk to him and tell him what you want. You know, the Love Gospel Hour is here because it's in hopes that there is something that's said through song or through words that will encourage you to get to know the Lord. If you already know him, to get to know him better. So we want you, again, to get to know Jesus. Let's pray for love.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done with love. Though I may speak well to you, that could become of nothing. Though I have many gifts to share with you, they could all mean nothing. Although I understand and know all that there is to know about you, I could even feed the poor and give until there is no more. That could be enough for me. So we gotta pray for love. Let us pray for love. Love for long and to be kind, to never envy or brag, choosing never to be puffed down in yourself. Imagine never acting unseemly, never selfish or touchy, never fretful or resentful, and never easy to ignore wrong done to me. Oh, how we need love. Of how to hate evil and hang with honesty. Teach us how to protect us from us, because we need more love. Oh, how we need family.
This has been the Love Gospel Hour. Every Sunday, we're here from 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and the number is 516-387-1471. And you can catch us on Apple iTunes, or you can catch us on Blog Talk Radio / Myrene Wise. And you can listen to our current or our present episodes anytime on demand on either one of the vendors or whatever you call them, Apple iTunes or Blog Talk. If you want to hear it again, I want to thank you guys so much for taking time out of your schedule today to praise God with us. I look forward to doing this again next week, and I want you to tell someone you love them on today, and love on everybody you see. And I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. This concludes the show.